Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, he is Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Peter, I guess first things first, we haven't had you on since the draft. Your thoughts on how the Packers did in their draft last weekend?
Can you just introduce Leroy one more time and give me that qualifier one more time?
Pro Football Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler.
All right, thank you. I wanted to make sure everyone knew that was the deal. I took some heat last weekend, guys, because I
Why'd you take heat, Peter?
Draft.
Why are you taking heat? You?
Well, I know. I'm very uncontroversial.
Right.
I'm usually very down the middle, very milquetoast. I don't offer a lot of takes. No.
Yeah.
What confused me about the way this all went down is you take Quay Walker with that first pick, and I'm like, okay, I mean, to a point, I get it, I guess.
Okay.
Really athletic young kid, that's their MO. And
okay.
Then at 28, they go with the defensive tackle, which is also part of their MO. They take big guys in the first round.
Okay.
And then with the trade up for Christian Watson, I'm like, okay. Athletic guy. I liked Christian Watson. I thought he was a borderline first-round pick. I get that. But then
okay. What
happens when you make that pick is you're giving up this extra second-round pick. So you have to think Christian Watson, the gap between Christian Watson and the linebackers in the end of the second round is worth what you gave up, or the receivers. Because if you're going to take that linebacker who's going to be your second linebacker with Devondre Campbell, then you have to think the linebackers that you'd have had access to in the second round are worth having, or like that gap is worth trading up for Christian Watson. That adds a lot of pressure to Quay Walker and Christian Watson to produce when what they could have done. And I really would prefer not to do the coulda, shoulda, woulda game, but because of the way this was handled, it just sticks out so much to me that had they just, let's say, taken Devontae Wyatt at 22, which would have been pretty non-controversial, taken Christian Watson at 28, which would have been pretty non-controversial, then that would have allowed them to take one of the three linebackers who went in the exact range where they were picking and draft someone like Jalen Tolbert or Alec Pierce or George Pickens, even if they'd had to move up a spot or two. They would have had to move up two spots for George Pickens. Now, I really like Romeo Dubs. I really like what happened on day three, and I really like the players that they picked on days two and three, but the way that the top of the draft was handled for me, I just don't see. I don't see the plan. I don't see the value in handling the top of the draft the way that they did. I don't think they maximized their picks with those guys.
Yeah, see, Pete, I don't have a problem with it, and here's why. And I understand what you're saying, but you identified a guy in Christian Watson that you wanted, and you went and got him. You're right. They could have got him at 28. But they like Quay Walker so much, I think that's the guy that's going to fill the role of Za'Darius Smith. And they liked him so much, they took him at that point. Who knows if he would have been around in the second round. Everybody think. So you like a guy, they like a guy. Right. To me, or what they could have done, Peter, is moved up, right, and got one of those six receivers that they had with the first round grade on and gave up some draft picks. I mean, either way, to me, it's a horse apiece. Oh, by the way, Peter, I like your Elite Spirits t-shirt that you got going on. I mean, I don't know what you guys are going to do with that. Yeah, I don't know if Leroy's got anything to do with that or not. But
no, that's his magazine thing.
Yeah,
that ain't got to do with Elite Spirits.
Yeah. Not Leak Spirits, but the Leak Signature.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But look at, so the Vikings made two trades
yes,
in the
they
season
did.
For teams moving up for receivers.
Yeah.
Packers gave up more in total value to move up for Christian Watson than the Lions gave up to move up for Jameson Williams.
Sure.
That is weird to me. Yeah. And so when you think about it that way, you're like, okay, maybe the Packers didn't love Jameson Williams. Maybe they flagged the – I mean, he's a guy coming off an ACL. That's a pretty big risk, right, for this team to take a risk like that. But I had heard Jameson Williams was their number one receiver. So if that's the case, then this is all – like maybe the Lions were not willing or the Vikings were not willing to make that trade with Green Bay.
Maybe not.
We know from reporting that they weren't willing to make the trade for 32, which was the pick that they got from the Lions in that Jameson Williams trade. So, yeah, just that part of it is weird to me. The Za'Darius Smith idea, Gary, is really interesting to me. That's what I want to know. That's what I want to see. That's why I'm really excited for just the first glimpse of these guys at rookie camp, because I want to know how they're going to use him. If he's going to be Chris Barnes and just the Chris Barnes replacement, and he's going to be your base linebacker and he's going to play in the nickel, and they think, okay, he can be the 85% of what Devondre Campbell is, as a cover player, he's a much better man cover linebacker right now than he is zone cover linebacker. But if you're going to pass rush him and you're going to blitz him and you're going to use those athletic traits, if he's going to be their Micah Parsons, then we're having a very different conversation. But we don't know that. That's why I'm sort of waiting to see, because I feel like I'm missing something. If he's just going to play linebacker, if he's just going to be Chris Barnes.
I think you're going to see
the better version of Chris Barnes, then I don't see the value.
Well, nickel and dime is what you're going to see him do his thing like Za'Darius did. And so you'll have him at backer, inside backer. Then you'll have on the outside, you have Preston and Rashard Gary. And then he fills the role of Za'Darius Field in nickel and dime, don't you think?
I mean, I think that certainly would be a role that fits his body type, that fits his athletic traits. But I didn't see at Georgia the kind of pass rush that someone like Micah Parsons displayed at Penn State. So if that's the case, I think I understand the pick a little bit more. You're trusting your coaches to maximize what are supreme athletic traits. Micah Parsons and Quay Walker are very similar in terms of body type and athleticism. So I can understand if that's the idea. Hey, cool. But again, if he is going to be more of a traditional linebacker, that's where I'm confused. And so I'm interested to hear from Joe Barry. I'm interested to see him on the field, and I'm interested to see how he progresses. I think there's a lot of pressure on him, guys, to do this, and that's not his fault. I kind of wish it wasn't the case, but that was the decision I think Brian Gutekunst made when he took him at 22 with other, and they really, really, really like this kid. I mean, really,
yeah, they
really
do.
So if you trust Brian Gutekunst, and I think we have every reason to at this point with his evaluation, especially with his first round hit rate, you just have to say, okay, well, let's see how this plays out, and we'll see where we are in 2-3 years. Because remember how it started with Rashawn Gary, little Rocky, he's a star now. And so if this happens the same way, we're all gonna look back on these moments and go, wow, what a waste of time complaining about this pick.
Go ahead, Lee, you got her.
Yeah, Peter, how you doing, Leroy Butler? Here's the thing, that size, I think, really entered into it, because the kid, Kingsley, the outside linebacker from South Carolina, 6'4", 250. Then we talk about the first round pick, 6'4", 250. So they got bigger. I think they want to get bigger and stronger on special teams as well. But my question is, I think they're thinking, since Devontae Allen had 169 targets, okay, we get it. And we didn't win. We won a lot of games, but we didn't win the game we were supposed to win. So we're going to give Aaron and the offense more opportunity to beef up the defense. When you say you want to see these guys this weekend, they won't get defined roles until later in the summer. I get that.
Right.
But I think for the most part, I think if you want to try to win on defense, you got to have most of these guys. Were you surprised that they signed Wyatt so early with his contract?
No, I mean, the contract stuff now, especially at the end of the first round, is mostly just slotting. Usually we see the guys like, Joey Bosa a couple of years ago held out for offset language and stuff like that. And it's now the reporting around it to me almost seems silly. It's like, oh, first round pick does the thing every first round pick for the last 20 years has done. It's not, I don't think it's surprising, but I like your point, Leroy, of this team wanting to have an identity defensively. I think they saw, to your point, the 49er game, what the defense could be. And Like, that was really fun to watch a defense in a playoff game dominate like that. When was the last time we saw a Packers defense have a playoff game like that? I mean, it's been a lot. Even the 2010 team didn't really have a game in the postseason like that. So I think if you're the Packers, you're going, okay, the thing that made Devondre Campbell so special for this defense was the length and the size. I mean, he's 6'4", 240, and can move. And so if you've got two guys in the middle of the field who are 6'4", 240, 245, and can move, then that allows the team to go and play those small. They want to live in nickel, I think. You have two interior defenders. You have two edge guys. You've got two off-ball linebackers and then five defensive backs. And if you're going to – you need big backs to eat blocks, and you need big linebackers who can get off blocks and also clog up space. So if you're going to put together a defense that looks like that, what do you need, guys? A fast, big linebacker, they got him, and a big clogging interior. Now, he's not even a clogging. He's a penetrator. Devontae Wyatt will come upfield. He is an outstanding athlete. And we heard Jerry Montgomery say it in the pre-draft press conference. They said, we want a penetrating three technique. We want someone who can win fast, quick, and in a hurry on third down. And that's Devontae Wyatt. So I think their mission here is clear. And so we're just going to now, it's going to be, how do they fit? How do they play early? And can they make this defense good enough to make up for the lack of elite level skill talent at this point?
The Packers have very high hopes for the third round of Sean Ryan. They were so excited to get him, not to mention he had big hands. He played 31 games at left tackle. They may try him at right tackle this weekend, maybe even play a little guard. And then they came back and, you know, later in the round, I don't know if some of the later picks going to have a chance, but the kid from Wake Forest, Zach Tom. So they want us to keep developing these young guys like Ryan and Newman so that offensive line could be pretty good in the future.
I love what they did in the middle rounds. I thought Sean Ryan was a top 50 player all day. I thought Romeo Dubs was a top 75 player. And I thought Zach Tom was a top 50 player. The value, I thought Kingsley Enagbare was a top 70 player. The value that they got in the middle rounds of this draft made me forget all about day one, guys. I was like, what happened on day one? And then everything that happened after that, I was just like, you know who they should take here, or who I would love to see them take? Zach Tom. And then they did it. You know who I'd love to see them take here? Romeo Dubs. And then they did it. It was like pick after pick where I was like, wow, I love that. Now that, you know, the best Brian Utekin's picks have always been the ones that make me scratch my head a little bit. So sometimes that makes me a little nervous if I like some of these moves. But, you know, to your point, the Packers have traditionally, and Brian Utekin's pointed this out, that they love to take guys who played tackle in college and move them inside. Josh Sitton played tackle in college. TJ Lang played tackle in college. Elton Jenkins played some tackle in college. He's going to be, I think, their right tackle this year. And so I think Zach Tom is going to compete to start at guard, although I would give him a shot at tackle. And I think Sean Ryan is going to compete to start at guard, though I would give him a shot at tackle. Cross-train both these guys and just find your best five. I so appreciate Adam Stenovich and Matt LaFleur. A lot of coaches, we hear this from coaches all the time, right? We're going to let guys compete. We're going to put the best guys out there. But we know that doesn't happen. We know that doesn't happen. If you're a high draft pick, if you're a free agent signing, you're going to play your first look from day one.
Right. Yep.
And Green Bay is not going to do that. They're going to say, okay, if you can play, like Elton Jenkins earned those reps early in his career, and then Lane Taylor got hurt.
Right.
And so Eric Stokes earned those reps. I mean, by week two, he was playing ahead of Kevin King. They moved Kevin King into the slot just to see if they could find any place for him because Stokes was outplaying him. And that wasn't about draft stock. He was just better. I think they're gonna be really strong in the offensive line, and that's part of the same philosophy. Be really good defensively, have a terrific offensive line because this team has a history of finding offensive linemen and developing them, and then let Aaron Rodgers do what he's getting paid $50 million a year to do, make these receivers better, and the geometry of the receivers fit. That's the thing that I really like. Christian Watson can get downfield, so can Romeo Dubs. And that allows Amari Rodgers and Randall Cobb to work underneath. It allows Alan Lazard to work the sidelines in the middle of the field. Big Bob Tonyan in the scene with Josiah DeGuara. Like, the pieces fit even if they don't have a Devontae Adams-level player. And approaching it that way and not chasing the dragon of we have to trade for A.J. Brown or we have to trade for one of these guys, certainly not Hollywood Brown, although I would have done the A.J. Brown trade. I think that's the smart way to approach this for the Packers.
He is Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers lot, podcast. Peter. Check him out on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
Anytime, guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.